Dave Ratigan is joining us, educator, comedian, Dave Ratigan. And Dave, first up, how are you holding up with our new lifestyle?
Hey, Bill, I am doing as well as can be done, is all I can say. How good that is hard for me to determine. It's as hard for me to determine that as it is for me to determine what time it is, what day it is, what month it is.
Well, Dave, you brighten up our day because as we sit around not doing a lot, isolating, social distancing ourselves, we begin to think about a lot of different things. And the deal here is that gas prices have never been lower in years, but yet we're not driving. What is up? Why is this happening?
That's one more thing we can't complain about. I mean, think about how many times in your life you've complained about your commute, about traffic, about how much money you throw in to the gas tank. I mean, I teach in Lowell and Haverhill and Lawrence, and I live in Beverly, and I drive all over for comedy gigs. I mean, it's not unusual for me to spend 90 bucks or so or maybe even more some weeks for gas. And, the last couple of weeks, I'm spending very, very little. So that's great.
So, you know,
I'm not making any money, but that.
No, you know, I look, Dave, at the things we used to complain about, and I would, you know, if we could turn the clock back, I would love sitting in 2-hour traffic heading into Boston. You know, I would do that for.
Well, that'd be great. How many times do you think people say, "I wish I was stuck in my car listening to sports radio right now"?
Oh yeah, no, maybe not as many as you think, but. Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got that. The other thing that folks always, you know, here's something that people can't complain about: the service they get in a restaurant. How can you complain? You can't complain about that.
You know, that's an excellent point. But it's funny about that because, right? Yeah, there's no restaurants any. Well, there's no sitting down at a restaurant anymore. There's no sitting down at a pub. So, yeah, you can't complain about the service in restaurants unless you want to say that guy took a long time to come out to the curb with my meal. Mm-hmm. You can't complain. What I've noticed, obviously, Bill, is people have taken those complaints and their attitudes because they're Americans. We got to complain about something. And they take them to the only place you can go, the grocery stores. You go to the grocery store and you go to the pharmacy and you talk to people who work in those places. And, you know, people there, they're uptight. They're uptight, and it's like a different version, you know, hangry, which is what you get in restaurants when somebody's hungry and they're angry because they're hungry and they want to go. And it's, you know, makes them the diner that you don't necessarily look forward to waiting on. And that there's a different version of that. The person who's uptight, and I know I went to the grocery store and I had this older woman just creeping up on me, and I'm thinking to myself, in my head, I'm thinking, stay 6 feet away. But she was, I don't know what it was. She was attracted to me. She was 4 feet away. I'm thinking, what's the matter? This woman can't judge distance. What? But I've got friends in both of those industries, and I see how hard they work, and I see how stressed they are. And I just want to say, as a public service, Bill, I would just want to tell people, you never want to piss off your pharmacist. Because you want the prescription you asked for, that's what you want delivered into that vial, and you want.
Well, I hope no one's doing that, Dave.
Well, you know something. You think spitting in your food is something to worry about?
Oh, geez. you know, Dave, it's fun. You know, you're right. And you know, I used to. You know, if you wait in line at a pharmacy now, you or before, you'd still kind of say, okay, everybody in line at the pharmacy to pick up a prescription is probably sick, you know. So you always had that in your head. At least I did. So you kind of do a little social distancing, but now you have to do it at the grocery store, like you said, and so on. But people have always social distanced from me to begin with. It might be me
talking to them.
Yeah.
It could be you. Yeah. Usually you don't. I find people don't social distance from me until they get to know me.
Hey, here's another one here. We used to complain, oh, man, I am so busy. I do not have time for ...
Time. Survey says, ding, not enough time. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, people now, it's like, what are you doing? Well, yesterday I watched the movie. What are you doing tomorrow? I think I'm going to watch a movie. I think I'm going to do this. And then you say, anything else? And they say, you know, maybe I should start working out. And I'm like, yeah, or you could go eat, you know, go to your refrigerator. But I'm actually bucking the trend on that because, as you know, Bill, I'm teaching online because we've moved college teaching to online. So I'm doing a lot of teaching online, and I've had to learn to teach online, which is great for me. I mean, I really enjoy doing it, and I think it's going pretty well. But the learning how to teach online and then executing the teaching online. And if you know anybody who's a faculty member at a college, I got to tell you this, that person is getting so many emails per day with this training and that training and that. You've got to feel bad for that person. And by that person, I mean me. So even though which I can say, because I could say next time you see that person, remember it was tough for them, but you're never going to see that person again. So, so you're good. But how long have we been isolated? Is it 2 weeks?
I think it's like 2.5 weeks now. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I've gotten my taxes done, which is always a giant thing for me.
But you got your taxes done, but they're not due.
I know. My tax guy was amazed. But my taxes are done. My apartment is. I've been cleaning out my apartment. I've been throwing stuff out. I've been rearranging. I've been cleaning. I've been online with all these trainings and all this teaching, and Bill, I've managed to overschedule myself, which is pretty impressive, I think, and something I think I deserve a medal for. And the thing is, Bill, when this is over, at the end of whenever this is over, that hopefully in the end of April, the beginning of May, you know, if I don't have that novel written, I'm actually going to be disappointed.
No, I know. Here's one last thing I have, Dave, is that they say that when you retire, a married couple, they all of a sudden they're both home and they drive each other nuts. So people ought to look at this. Like, let's say you're in your 40s, and I would now call that a young couple, and all of a sudden you're home together for extended period of times. It's like a trial retirement. I mean, use this to learn.
That's an excellent suggestion, Bill. Use this to, this is your trial for retirement for younger couples.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I don't know how that plays out. I mean, it could go either way, I think, but wow, yeah.
Well, you know what it's like, Bill? And I've got another one for you in just a second, but it's like that person who, let's say the traditional thing where you had the woman and the male and the woman's at home, and all of a sudden the guy is at home all the time, looking for things to do, and eventually he finds golf, and so then he's out of the house, and she's a lot happier because she's got some time now. And I think this is something right now, folks, and this is for men and women. This is the time to get onto social media and spend all your time on social media, just like it was an avocation or a hobby.
Oh man, that's kind of depressing. That's a depressing way to end this, Dave.
I got one more thing you can't complain about, and that's the bright side.
Guys, who looks at the bright side anymore? Hey, no one does. Yeah.
But Bill, think about this: we can't complain about the Red Sox.
No, I mean, and by the way, just think it was going to be a horrible year for the Red Sox. You're right, Dave. I mean, we've just been spared that at least for a month or two here.
Let's put it this way. If there's going to be a year to miss the beginning of the season, I think this is the year to do it. And we'll just hope for the best when this thing clears. Mm. And we won't talk about the fact that we lost the hockey playoffs.
All right, Dave. Always good talking with you, even under these testing times that we are under, but we'll come up with some more, I'm sure.
All right. Sounds good, Bill.
Dave Radigan, comedian, educator here on Connections.